Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Joining me today is my co-host, Sean Finnegan, and
Hello.
My co-host, Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
Don't forget, you can check us out on your PS4 by downloading the IGN app, on your Xbox One by downloading the IGN app, and, of course, on mobile,
Those
we have
phones.
IGN apps also. Mm. We're all over the place. Today, we are going to talk about the Iron Banner return, and more importantly, how we feel about the April update now that we've had some time with it. I've been playing way too much.
Yep.
Let's jump right into that first topic. I'll start with you, Sean.
Yeah.
How much have you been playing the new update?
Quite a bit recently, actually. I've not had great luck with getting the light level drops I need in order to get all the way up to 335. So I'm sitting around the 325, 327 mark, and I'm just having trouble getting all the way up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I like it so far. Like, I feel the need to grind. Like,
yes.
I feel like I have to be doing everything, like getting my marks every day, like
yeah.
making sure I get my Sterling drops like every week, like making sure that I'm doing the raid so that I can get the gear, even if I don't need it, so that I can infuse the gear that I need when I get it
stuff. And all they did was change the infusion mechanic. And it's made all of these other avenues of progression more interesting and more, like, compelling to go back to.
Well, it doesn't feel as much as like an uphill battle. You know,
yeah.
you get a 335 helmet, you're done. Like, well, at least you've got what you need, where before it was like, crap, am I even going to be 335 yet?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely just that intuitiveness of a good drop is a good drop.
Yeah.
And I love, I keep mentioning it ever since we heard about it, but I love that I can now use more weapons because I don't have to worry about the light level as much because the more... You know, you're going to now get eight. Once you get to 330, by the way, I mean, you just start getting a ton of 330s.
Yeah.
That, once you got mostly 330 weapons, you'll be good. Getting all the way to 335, I mean, will be nice, but you'll be in pretty good shape.
So. I have three 334s now.
Yeah.
So I've been playing
Ooh.
A lot. I did the raid on all my characters. You know, you grab that the totem checkpoint at the beginning.
Of course.
On all three, so you don't have to run through the intro, and then you just run the gamut, you know.
Yeah,
and
raid.
This week it's primaries and helms and stuff, so... I'm good on those avenues.
Oryx Challenge.
Yeah, Oryx Challenge.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, I don't know if you've done the raid yet, but that's since the update, but that just run through all three, and you will be 330 in a blink of an eye.
Two characters.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have
two
three.
Characters. Gotcha.
Wait, you have three Warlocks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's
it's
crazy.
The beauty.
Dude,
I'm already
like
330. Three on everything. So.
Yeah.
Don't you like some variation?
I do. I want to start 100, probably 100, but... it is nice, especially when these updates drop, because like immediately I just transfer between characters and play. The grind on top of a grind is not there. So yeah, I wish I had a fourth character that I could like sub in. He's on the bench, but occasionally I want to bring him in. But overall, I want those main three still.
I wish I had a fourth character to put loot on and just leave him.
It's called an expanded vault.
Yeah,
but no, so, I mean, I'm enjoying it. We talked about it last week. Sean, you weren't here, right? No, you weren't, right? We talked.
I can't remember.
Jake.
I think I was.
We talked to Grenader Jake, and we talked to him about all that.
Totally,
you were here.
Was. Yeah, the guy who did it in 4 hours.
Wow, geez, I can't
pretty
remember.
Sure we were all in the same room together, well, like we have been every week for like months.
I forgot.
Glad to know that I'm so memorable.
No, I was out the last like 4 days, so I think I was crossing.
Oh
the
yeah,
lines.
You were traveling.
I was in Vegas for the NAB. It's a video expo.
That's a big party, right?
Yeah, it's a very big party. A lot of.
A lot of video nerds.
Dudes in suit coats, basically. Anyway.
So the best event that I've rekindled my relationship with is Trials of Osiris. I didn't play it very much. I found out I'm not really good at it anymore. Mm-hmm. I played it the first week. Everybody went to the Lighthouse, and I'm like, oh, okay. I played it a few other weeks. I'm like, you know, I went 8-0, and I'm just like, I don't
nice
really
now,
care
though,
anymore.
You, like,
now
all the
there's a reason to do it.
You know. But actually, that's a really nice part about Trials now is you can just get through the bounties. Getting to 7 wins is still a little challenging if you don't have a good team, but well within reach, especially with the boons. And so now you get your rewards without having the Lighthouse be the only end game drop. So you can get 335s, you know, from those drops on 5 and 7, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Even if you get knocked out 3 times, you can still finish those bounties by getting revives and stuff like that.
So
you get a ton of marks. You know, so like I'm buying the exotics that I don't have because I just have like I'm being flooded with marks because I'm also getting a ton of purples that I don't need.
Yeah. See, that's like the best thing about it is I went to the Lighthouse many, many times when the game came out and I haven't been doing it since. But the last couple weeks I've been doing it because I have to concede it. Doctrine of Passing is good.
Oh,
yeah. It's real.
And I don't have one, so I have to get one. Yeah.
Counterbalance Doctrine, people. It doesn't matter if it's adept or not. But
I'm still using Mitta in PvP right now. That's the other thing I really like about the April update. It's just the whole, and we mentioned this on previous episodes, but like just having to jump back into activities you've done 100,000 times before, but having them be different because you have to refigure out what guns are best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that, you know? I think it's cool.
Fusions, man.
Dude, that's what I was just about to say.
So happy.
I've been using Plan C. Plan C is awesome,
back,
dude.
Baby.
Like, it's so cool. And it's I've back. Never been a Fusions guy, and now that they're good and I'm using it, I'm like, man, this weapon is awesome. I'm just like stoked.
Thank you for fixing those, Bungie.
I realized that I've been sitting on a 1,000-yard stair with health regen and
life support, you mean?
Yeah, life support and better target acquisition when you aim down scope.
Oh,
so
you just didn't know it was like in your inventory.
And I'm just like, oh, I have 2,000-yard stairs. Why have I been you know?
Well,
I used that today. Yeah. I took that for a spin, and it was awesome.
It's still really good, but everyone is now on to longbow synthesis. Mm-hmm.
I did get one of those.
LZR.
I did get one of those. It doesn't have a perfect roll, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
it doesn't have the scope.
That's been my terrible – like, I have terrible luck with snipers. Like, I got – I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 now 1,000-yard stairs just from random drops, and every one of them is a terrible roll. So I end up just, like, dismantling them.
Yeah, I mean, just stay at it. 1,000-yard stairs is still really good. You want to look for unflinching.
What's the best way to get 1,000-yard stairs?
Oh, well,
just
that,
random crucible farming?
Thankfully, that is pretty good. You can get the special engram from the Cryptarch, which is probably the best way to potentially roll one.
But you have to spend marks
farming,
to get that, right?
Farming, you know, in the strikes is a good way to.
It's a Vanguard sniper. You used to be able to buy it.
You can still buy 1,000-yard from the Vanguard quartermaster, right?
But the roll,
I don't remember what the current roll is. I don't know if it's that brilliant. Give that roll a look, but yeah, you want to.
I'll
look
on Reddit. They're generally pretty good about being like, if there's a good roll at the vendors, they're like, hey, by the way, this is a good roll. Go get it.
It depends on the scopes you want, but like me, I generally need snapshot and short gaze, maybe ambush, but it's hard to get snapshot with the right scopes.
My longbow has.
You have one.
Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
From behind cover.
Yeah.
But it has unflinching.
That's good. Unflinching's pretty good, but like you.
I'm like, I need something else.
I swear unflinching doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it,
I have
so
a sniper that
it.
Has unflinching, it's, and I feel like it doesn't help me. Like, and whenever it just a bullet grazes me, I'm like.
It's still all over. It depends on the weapons, but also they've made it less stable on the, you know, the snipers now. So maybe it's not as useful anymore.
Yeah, so I tried longbow. It just wasn't stable with that unflinching. And I'm like, I'm going to stick with 1,000-yard because I finally got used to it.
Yeah.
You know, I've always liked extra solar, but it doesn't have the impact.
Can I please just have a year to pray this revenge?
Is actually, isn't that similar to Waylorn's March from Banner?
Well,
it's higher rate of fire, right?
High rate of fire, six shot magazine.
Yeah,
six.
Yeah. You're not going to get that anymore. They're all four, unless they have like that perk that gives you one more but affects one of the other stats. I have one of those. But But it's not a great sniper, so I don't use
it. But check out, you know, with Banner coming back, try to get yourself a Way of Lawrence. You probably would like it.
I'm really stoked on Iron Banner.
If you really like Praetus, I really like the Dead Orbit Extra Solar Sniper because it feels a lot like Praetus.
There you go.
Okay.
That's probably that one's higher rate of fire as well.
Mm-hmm. It's like pop-up. Like two body shots because I suck at aiming.
But anyway, back to the overall April update, right? Like now,
the fact that we're talking this much about the little details in the game says a lot.
So it's a lot of, and that's what I was going to say. It's a lot about the fixes. It's a lot about the balancing and the fact that they've made it more enjoyable to play the game that's already there. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at though that they basically just added a couple strikes in prison, not that much. Like I'm already
It's pretty sparse.
Fun, you know, like you can roll through it, and it's like. At first, I was a little turned off because I was like, I'm not even paying attention. It was so easy because the first week was primary, did extra damage, and that made it really easy. But this week is actually really interesting if you are a warlock in particular and have nothing monocles. Yeah, the grenades give you extra
nothing
points.
Monocles?
Yeah, manacles.
Manacles, sorry, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Nothing.
What does the monocle do? Better precision
for your
aiming?
Eyes. That's what it's for.
All of your weapons are 2x scoped
really?
In.
This whole time?
It's manacles,
it.
Dude.
I had no idea. It makes perfect.
Hands.
I know. It makes perfect sense now that you're saying it. So. Hey, man, I want a nothing monocle. It's been decided. It'll make you snipe better. Okay, so anyway, grenades are extra points, but the scatter grenades, because they go everywhere, plus you get two grenades.
Yeah.
And you
just like... Pop, pop,
but you
pop.
Use Embrace the Void, and they because they fixed the whole energy drain, actually has an effect. You're feeding your grenades, so you get caught in this basically infinite cycle as long as you're getting hits, and you're just making it rain.
That's super cool.
I wanted to put a clip up on our Fireteam Chat YouTube channel, actually, if we have time, or our show page on
IGN. Of you making it rain?
But making it rain with scatter grenades, so hopefully we'll get that up. But
we can do that. I'll rock my warlock.
That sounds awesome,
but,
dude.
But
because...
what I wanted to say, just to finish that thought, was that prison... still is enjoyable on this whole like point system and all that.
Like, I didn't like it at first, but I'll let you finish.
It's just arcadey. That's what I was just saying. I didn't really like it at first, but I can see, depending on how they mix it up, it could be a lot of fun.
I go in there, I pop three of coins. I'm getting drops like every time I run the thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Is like it's easy to farm. They made it easier to farm, which I like. Like I jumped into it with Brian Malkowitz the other day, and we just went through like 5 or 10 runs like over the course of a couple hours.
And you get like, a thing like every time almost.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
Much less stingy. Yeah, the end of...
Week one was better. This one with the Scion Flare, that's a little annoying, but I definitely liked week one with the precision damage, and it was just cool.
You could go through it like seven. The scatter grenades.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to check out like my grenade build, because like I main a Titan, I have a Hunter as well, but that's like kind of my backup, although I do like playing it a lot. But yeah, we have Armamentarium, which gives us an extra grenade. And then if you run Sunbreaker, you have a talent called Simmering Flames, which... if your super's up and it's just fully charged, your grenade and melee charges like 50 or 100% times faster.
Yeah.
So it's like it just recharges so fast. It's like it's almost up all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime you melee, you're also getting grenade energy.
Yep.
I'm going to have to run a grenade build.
Yeah. So
year two for me was Titan all the way, and then year one was Warlock all the way. But now with this update, I'm finally using my Hunter, who I've never really liked. I don't like how they jump in anything, but I'm starting – like, it's the season of the Hunter for Destiny for me right now.
Hunters are cool, man. The jump is awesome. The jump is precise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's why I hate the Warlock jump.
It was so easy for me. Gliding everywhere. Or Warlock and Titans, yeah.
It's hard to jump far distances, though. So.
Well, now that I have Bones of Eo.
Yeah, but it's still, it takes
Bones of Eo.
Yeah, it's fun.
But what I was going to say, this is what
they're the Air Jordans of Destiny. You just have to have them, even if they're not that good.
But that's what I've always liked about prison, and I'm seeing on week two that it's still there. So I hope they're thinking about that, but like how certain combos are just going to be a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. But like just look at this week, right? You could do – the scatter grenade thing is definitely the best thing to do, but you could also go – you could rock – well – something that gets your super up quickly, but then use Heart of Praxic Fire if you're Warlocks, which your rate of grenades are super fast.
Yeah.
And so meaning you can do all these things to get your points up, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just it's cool to be thinking about that, like, right? Like on guns, it has Grenadier or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reduces the cooldown of your grenades, and like you're finally – there's a lot of reasons to do it in Challenge of the Elders. So I'm digging prison, but I still go back to what I always said, which is like, yeah, after 3 or 4 weeks, it's like, well, we're going to be – clamoring for the next update.
Well, so. To be fair, I've like devoured the content that's available because like I've just been like, I gotta get to 335 before I take my break.
Yeah.
And
that's good. Yeah, exactly. Like I sunk 12, 15 hours already and like, yeah, that's great. There's nothing wrong with going through it, taking a break, coming back on the next thing. I think there's just there's this perception because of the way year one happened that every week you were putting in a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And now everything seems to be judged that if I'm not playing that week, it's like, oh, it's a failure or blah, blah, blah. Like I – despite being
– I want to do everything now though.
Yeah. I want to – so it's two sides, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do something every week because the community's there. My friends are there. Mm-hmm. And like it becomes like a weekly hangout ritual. And so that's why people get upset after even they played 700 hours. They're mad because they don't have enough to do with their friends. And so I completely side with that. I get it. But on the other side of the coin, it's like when you just look at the gameplay value and be like, wait, okay – we're here saying April update, it was free, there's not a ton of stuff, but we love the new balance, but I wish there was more. But you sink, another 50 hours?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good. That's all I'm saying, right? So it's one of those glass half full type situations.
I like it. They've finally kind of figured out a good play progression for the audience, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something I don't like.
Oh, here we go.
Iron Banner is back, and it is Clash.
I don't know why everybody hates Clash so much.
I don't think it's that bad. I still think I maintain it that Control is still the best mode in Destiny for PvP.
Yeah.
But Clash is cool too.
Yeah. You really don't like Clash. So what's the change from Control in gameplay style?
You have focus points that you have to fight over, and their strategy where I'm like, don't push too far into C because they start spawn switching, you know, and then you get that blueberry that does it, and you all yell at the blueberry together and get mad, and that's fun.
Yeah, so you feel like the team gets scattered and just starts going into rumble mode.
Yeah.
Is that kind of
sort of. So you got to kind of like, it's like, all right, let's just stick it together in a pack of six. Where are we going to go together? You know?
Yeah.
I just like that there's an alternative, like you don't have to get kills to win Control.
Yeah.
Like that's what's cool about it is like there's a way for people to be effective and contributing to their team without necessarily fragging a whole bunch. That's what makes Control better, I think. But Clash is cool too because it's just TDM. You know?
Get assists, man. You don't get kills. You still do all right.
So let's talk about some of the changes they actually made. And before we get to that, actually, let's talk about the bug that they found. There was a drop bug in Iron Banner, and this was pretty interesting. The quote from Bungie is, "Some of you were adamant that your reward experience wasn't consistent with your fellow Guardians. We did some digging and uncovered a reward logic issue that blocked some of your rewards prior to rank 5 in Iron Banner. That issue was resolved in the April update."
You were right.
Yeah, you're not crazy. Yeah. There was a bug.
You see this sometimes, whatever.
RNG isn't the only thing against me.
It's interesting, though, that it wasn't – exactly. It wasn't just an RNG thing. People were experiencing an actual bug that gave them, like, no drops.
Yeah, so they're just like, oh, I had 3.0 KD and that guy had 0.26 and he got the drop? Come on. You know.
And it's funny that I literally had experienced that in year two. When I went the first week, it was like awesome. And so I'm wondering if that's when the bug came up, but the drops were great. Then I went and played the next month, not the first week, but went to the next month, and then it like was nothing. I got like nothing. And even my rank 5 packages were not good. So I was really pissed and turned off after that. So I wonder if I had experienced that bug as well.
You got bugged.
I got bugged.
So this week it's class items and boots. And let's talk about some of the changes. Drops now begin immediately, no longer starting at rank 2. So once you start playing Iron Banner, you start getting drops.
Rank 0.
Which is great. There's going to be less legendary engrams. They're going to focus on just giving you Iron Banner gear. They say if you're playing Iron Banner, you probably want Iron Banner gear.
Yeah, it's funny. They said this two ways in the update, by the way, and I'll check and see if they updated. But at first they said, well, we've reduced the amount that are dropping so you get actual item drops.
Yeah.
But then they actually say it will not drop legendary engrams. So I hope that is the case.
They said less, I think.
No, I'll double check. I'm telling you.
All right. They updated items with rerolled perks. So if there's some weapons there this week, and this week it is AR and rocket launcher. So you can check those out.
Tormod's bellows and the Hacken's hatchet.
Is that good?
Wow. The auto rifle is Hacken's hatchet.
The auto rifle.
Totally depends on your role, but
it's no doctor.
It's
Doctrine.
Good.
Yeah. Is Doctrine the only usable AR? I need an AR.
Suros is good.
Really?
Yeah. Exotic. Suros is great.
You put low rate of fire on it, and it can go toe-to-toe with a Mida.
But I know that they buffed and low rate of fire, high-impact auto rifles, but not by enough is what the community seems to be saying on Reddit.
Here's what you do with your Suros. You dump half the mag, and then you go toe-to-toe with anybody because it has the glass half full on it with that damage. So, yeah. So anyway, continuing down this list.
By the way,
all right, Fran,
I'm telling you,
Fran with a startling update.
the facts. No corrections in the next episode. What do you got? You got to be higher registered.
I'm getting something breaking news.
Thanks for the 1960s news update. Anyway, they do say removed legendary engrams from possible end of activity rewards list. From the possible. Sorry. So it's removed, creating a greater chance to receive Iron Banner specific items. So that's the way it should be.
Honestly, I wanted to mine engrams, but it just sucks to have them dump them out of your inventory instead of just deleting the Iron Banner gear you don't want.
The downside is like what we just talked about. If Sean is like, I really want to get Wayne Lawrence and he's grinding and he ends up with an engram that does drop something else. Like, no, just give me Iron Banner stuff.
Yeah.
From definitely. Iron Banner. So I think that makes sense.
Definitely got it.
The other question that I have real quick is, even if it is, what'd you say it was? Boots and rocket launchers?
Boots and class items.
Boots and class items.
And then AR.
But you still have a random chance to get the other drops as well, right?
Yeah.
Helms, gloves, and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm really after a pair of gloves right now. I don't have a good, like...
Yeah, totally. You can get it all now. Now that it's all been an Iron Banner, you have a chance to get all of it.
It's funny, my 320 boots forever.
I got my class item for my Warlock from a random drop.
So. Iron Banner was very good to me, that first Iron Banner. That's where I got 320 boots
from. Yeah, like, I don't have good PvP gloves right now. I'm using my, like, crazy upgraded, like... from Dusk Renderer nonsense Spectar stuff, which is like it's still just
gloves
not
are not that hard to get. It depends on what do you want the gloves to do for you, like sniper or reload or like faster auto reload or faster.
Ideally, it'd be like cannon. Faster reload on either scout rifles or auto rifles because those are going to be my primaries probably because hand cannons. Apparently, Hawkmoon's pretty good. So maybe
Blast
potentially.
Still good, man.
Nope.
I know how you feel, but all right.
Nope.
Anyway, let's get through these notes and really
then,
quick.
Increase grenade distance.
Yeah, we'll finish the thought.
Just PvP.
Yeah, I know we
got to
move on.
Got it.
But I was going to say, you probably could find some good stuff at the vendors now as well.
I'll take a look.
Take a look.
Here, I'll run down it. So you can get 320 Artifact and Ghost at rank 3 and 5. Rank 5 packages can now reward items from the current event. Iron Banner armor and weapons can now be earned at rank 0 at the end of activity. That's great. Removed legendary engrams. Oh, there it is, Fran. Removed it.
That's right.
Got it. Removed. Okay. Iron Domination Daily Bounty, thank you, by the way, now requires completing a match with a personal score of 1,500 instead of winning a match with 2,500.
Much more balanced.
That one that requires hitting rank 4 and winning a match with the top score, that one's still
really
tough.
That screwed you up. There was way too much grinding. Honestly, very hard for most players to do.
And so the gold one, that hasn't been changed. That one's still top score, top overall score, win the match.
I thought that's what they changed.
That's sitting on two of my characters right now because I can't get the top score.
I'm glad you clarified
L2P.
This is the other one that was like a normal bounty that was get a personal score of 1,500 and complete a match.
Well, that doesn't help me.
But they did change Iron Versatility, which now only requires 7 heavy weapon kills to complete, which I never had a problem with, so great.
I was like, whatever.
Oh, see, that's the one. I don't have a problem.
Dude, rock a machine gun, and you get that any day. Yeah.
So my whole problem isn't – I don't know. I'm always, like, dead when the heavy spots, and then, like, they pop it before I get there. It just sucks.
Fixed an issue where players below rank 5 could roll a reward they were ineligible for, resulting in no reward being given?
Yeah,
what?
It sounds to me like it was saying it rolled a reward too early, and therefore they never got one on 5.
Sounds like that's what it was. Fixed an issue where the Iron Banner ship was missing a part of its frame.
Man, that was kind of goofy.
My final note is just the items that dropped this week.
Sure. So, I think it's going to be fun. I get what you're saying about Clash versus Control. It's a preference thing because some people I know.
I'm still going to play.
People love Rift. You know, it's not everybody, but
some people love Rift.
And so it's good that they're mixing up. The last one was Control, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's mix it up.
Here's what I did, and I want to say this quiet in case Bungie's listening. I stacked all my bounties last week, so they're all done. And I know I'm going on vacation, so hopefully I can just dump them all the day before I go on vacation, hit rank 5, get my goodies, and then take a break.
You can't
make it all the way to rank 5 with those bounties.
With the gold ones, if you drop all – you can drop – I think it's like 2 of those. And if you have one guy who's rank 5, right, and you drop 2 of those golds, you're like rank 4 and 3/4.
Yeah, if you have
on that
one,
final day.
If you already have a rank 5 character, though.
Yeah, but it's on the final day where like those count for more, right? You're going to have to drop them like early in the week before you go, right?
Well, I'm going to roll one character and get him leveled and hopefully get the gear.
I'll log in and dump
those bounties for me and get my drops?
Your stuff's missing. No.
Yeah. PSA, I did want to let people know, here's how you get Sterling Treasure. This was in the update.
Treasure.
Sign into Destiny through a console, or inspect a character via Bungie.net or the Destiny Companion app will result in one sterling treasure being sent to the postmaster. So I can do that on vacation. Great. Completing one weekly crucible activity will result in one sterling treasure being awarded in the post-game carnage report. And completing one level 41 Prison of Elders activity will result in one sterling treasure. You can get a total of three.
Three
account
a week,
wide.
Right?
Account that's wide. It.
Without buying.
Yes. Yeah. As long as your postmaster now works, which they've fixed. And that's
yeah, actually, I logged in and I had two sterling treasures waiting for me.
It really,
well, because it bugged the first week and some people weren't getting them.
Oh. Like, so they returned your postmaster.
Yeah, so I had two waiting for me yesterday or 2 days ago.
You got those level 3 Spectar gloves that you don't really want to use, but whatever.
Actually, I do want to use them, but just not when they're level 3.
Yeah, no, they're cool looking. Can I
say
that?
Totally. The Titan ones look like Iron Man.
The what?
The Titan Spectar class. Like, if you have all of it, you look like Iron Man. Looks cool.
I do red tint.
What?
Yeah, I do the red one.
Blue.
Blue? Right.
Blue or white?
Yeah. At least for Warlock, and I haven't inspected, you know, the Titans and Huntress as much, I do feel like, yeah, the Spectar stuff is some of the best looking special gear that they've rolled out, period.
It definitely.
It really thoughtfully goes together. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, on Warlocks, I always talk about that dress look, that, like, weird, sorry, Deej, the Dead Orbit stupid dress thing. It's stupid. You need that, like,
robes.
Flowing cape, yeah. And I like when they're
roll a Hunter.
You want, like,
a cape,
Superman
friend.
Cape?
You're just rocking too many Warlocks.
Like, yeah, a big robe that, like, has, like, flow to it.
I don't think that anyone will contest that Hunters have the coolest class. I mean, the cloaks, I mean,
the
those
cloaks.
Are awesome.
I say blue cloak. I say blue cloak. I deleted them this week, but year one blue cloaks just because I like the look of them so much.
Dude.
I'm like, he looks so cool in that. I just want to have that cloak.
I wish we had cooler ones for Titans. I have to settle for a bath towel.
I call it my butt cape.
Nice. So what I was going to ask and say is
my hand towel's a little dirty.
So yeah, this is after I actually did like how some of the SRL gear came together. Of course, you couldn't really use that in anything with endgame stuff. But I wanted to know how you guys felt about that. But actually, sorry, I was segueing to the fact that I didn't realize about the new Keeper's gear, which was like Kelbreaker's gear from Prison of Elders last year. So on the Warlock,
like
at
it.
Least, it's called Keeper's. So I don't know if it's the same for all the classes. But
is that the
really,
Taken gear?
That is
so it's
the Prison of Elders
gear at the new light level.
And so
it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it... it doesn't have, unless it drops with it, and I don't think it does, it doesn't have all like the chroma stuff like Spectre gear does, but it is very cool looking. Actually, I take that back. It does. Okay. What I like about it is that it does have chroma. It's this cool rune on the Warlock on the chest piece, and it's this glowing rune.
Dude.
So anyway, I do take back a little bit of what I said, which I was annoyed that you can go in, you can buy Spectre gear. Which is true. It's annoying that everyone can get a good-looking Desolate or Spectre gear without playing Prison. However... now there's this gear, which is at least something. So if somebody's strutting around with it. But the only downside is still it's easy to get.
Well,
so it's not like a super hard, challenging activity.
It also doesn't look as cool.
Yeah.
Like, at least speaking from the Titans, like, we have – you've seen it. It's the airplane helmet.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
so
yeah.
dumb.
It's like these big – you look like a you look like an airplane. Okay.
That's what my Xbox character still has.
So it's exactly,
like that's why I stopped playing on Xbox. I got that helmet. I'm like,
well,
no.
And that's what's unfortunate is the Taken gear is that same model but just looks all Taken. Like, I look cool. I finished – by the way, I don't know if you saw my screenshot that I tweeted out, but I finished that set. I have all the Taken gear on my Titan.
Desolate.
Yeah,
I have the Taken
gear.
And Spectre on my Titan. Nobody has.
But the helmet is that same airplane helmet.
Yeah,
it is.
It looks dumb.
Destiny, looks like you were setting up for a joke. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was. How
I
did you
tell.
Know?
I know.
You said you got the glowing chest thing. Now you can be like, eyes up here, Guardian.
Yeah, exactly. Let's keep it up here, everybody. Very nice.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the chroma?
I really like it. I think it's so cool. I go to great lengths to make sure like I'm chroming everything that I can and to the proper color so that it all matches.
Chroma-ing.
And you just look cool, man.
Yeah.
Here first.
I don't like that when you change the color, it deletes the old one. And I'm like, well, how do I get more
of
that?
I wish you could just toggle.
Like, can I just pick which one I want and then activate? And then if I want to change it, pay? Like, you know, it's like, no, you just got to keep deleting and
hope you get the right
hope
one.
Hope you get the right color.
I get the intention, but in the end, it's stupid to spend 100,
I
know,
think
glimmer
what I would
on
have
a
to
random,
do.
Like, the... What, meaning, once you already got yellow, white, and red, and blue? No.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, yeah.
Yellow, white, blue, red.
Yeah. So once you have all four, I think that's what we're saying. It's like, well, just let me use them instead of, like, why do I have to keep re-rolling it?
It's like, okay, so I have to dump all the colors I don't want into my vault, equip the one I want, delete the old one that I don't want, and then it's just silly.
It gives you it gives you something to do, but this is the problem.
It's convoluted.
That we run into with Destiny where, okay, I get that you're giving us something to do. It's a mechanic, but it's not fun. If it was fun, it would be a different story, and it's just not fun.
Yeah. So.
Especially like early on, you have the problem where I ran into this where it's like I wanted to – I had a chroma chest piece that had like yellow on it, and I wanted it to match the rest of my gear, which was white. But I only had two white like things, and so I cycled through both of them, got yellow both times, and then I was just stuck because I didn't have any more, and I had to go farm more.
Wait, what? You used –
Because it's random.
Yeah, it's random. Yeah. So like
– Oh, you ran out of glimmer though because you only need glimmer to roll through the four.
No, but
you –
I mean –
You run out of chroma.
Yeah, you run out of the actual item in your inventory to activate the chroma.
Oh, you mean you had already used some previously. And like,
yeah, so like I had activated the chroma and it was yellow. And I was like, I don't want it to be yellow. I want it to be white. So you cancel it, which kills the chroma that's in there.
Yeah, so
and then you
lost
activate another one, but it just became another yellow one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
– and you were just going to stick with yellow after all, but you burnt the last one or whatever.
Yeah, but I wanted to get to white and I had just run
you
through
just,
all of them
just
already.
Just dump it all out of your inventory so you can't use it, I guess. I think that's the only way to do it.
No. Wait, well, the key is – so it's not going to autofill. You insert the chroma. The point is make sure if you want white chroma, you have one.
No, but after you cancel – after you like play the 100 glimmer to like deactivate the node, it automatically resets randomly to a new color.
It does? It's auto-filling from your inventory?
Yeah. There's no way to choose it as far as
I rolled the same color three times in a row, that time I ran out of the
– Okay, so this is new to me because I keep my chroma in the vault. And maybe for
some
players
out there. So
you
pull out the color you want, and then you activate it.
I literally didn't understand how Sean was shredding his chroma. So you're telling me if I have all the colors in my inventory for materials and that, that as I cycle through it, fills it in without my permission?
And you're deleting it until you get the color you want. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
So
it's weird.
Good fortune for me.
I haven't figured out – please Reddit or correct us if we're wrong, but tell me the best way that isn't – dump all the colors you don't want in your vault, and then grab the color you want, and then equip it. That's convoluted and a little weird.
I had no idea because I always had my chroma in the vault. Are you sure? That's crazy.
I don't know how to activate a different color.
Right.
It seems like you should just be able to cycle on the color.
Well, you can. Again is where I'm confused. So as you go underneath the chroma, all my stuff's in the vault. I literally go until I get my color, and then I grab it from the vault coincidentally, and then I slot it in.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Are you guys sure you're not like slotting it in? Maybe you're doing it wrong. Which is You don't need to slot a color to roll it. I think maybe that's you both apparently read it wrong.
You are right, Fran. That is not communicated well in the game. I also may have burned a few chroma that I'm not happy about.
It sounds like, you guys are like slotting it in.
Well, yeah, because it's like an upgrade tree, right? So you're like, all right, I got my chroma upgrade. I got this upgrade. I got that one.
You're telling me you can change the color of the chroma node without activating the chroma node?
Yeah, underneath. It's the X underneath.
Okay, so you're right. That's not clearly communicated. I've been activating it, deactivating it, trying to get to the color I wanted and constantly burning through these.
So you know what it is the way it looks. It looks like it's turned off. Because it is.
Yeah.
And like almost like you can't use it. And so I think the message that you guys are saying is like, I got to put one in and then I got to do it.
Says like deactivates design. The current chroma and re-rolls it to a new one. So I feel like you had to do it.
So you literally don't need to have any chroma in there to roll it. So, you know
this is a great ending. Fran's a genius and we're a little slow.
But you know what? The fact that both of you ran into that shows how intuitive it is. It is a little
confusing. It's a UI
thing. And I'm sure we helped someone out there. The rest of you enjoy making fun of them.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you're always looking for something to make fun of people for. So.
If you made fun of us, don't forget to subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
That's right.
There is an annotation right here. We'll put it up here. It'll be in the description also.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and we're going to be posting Let's Plays on this channel and everything. Some of our other shows are also doing this, like Beyond and Unlocked, so fans can check out those products.
GameScoop, et cetera. Yeah, look, the main goal was like we put everything on IGN. We wanted to house a place where you can find just this stuff. We have the show pages on IGN. Mm-hmm. If you check us out there, but on YouTube, obviously, you can get some notifications. And we have playlists on there as well. So go check it out. Go subscribe there. And to what Destin was saying, we'll probably be throwing in some gameplay clips. Who knows? So maybe some extra content.
I'm super excited that we have a YouTube channel for this content. People message me on Twitter and they're like, "I can't find your show." I'm like, "Look for the banner thing in the flood of content that we do on IGN. And now it's just like, oh, here, go to our Destiny channel. Or not Destiny, but Fireteam chat channel.
Yeah, but it is our Destiny channel. Yeah, basically. Now, and that's what's nice about it. And so just for context, right, it's like one of those things. I mean, we talk about here a lot, but a lot of effort does go into starting new channels. Like, as part of this program, we're starting like 6 or 7 new ones.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure when you start a channel that there's actually the support there. And so the good news is we're all totally that we're going to do that.
You want IGN Destiny stuff? Go to youtube.com/c/fireteamchat.
My point was, it's not like we don't want the same thing. It's that we hear you. We want the same thing. It's the effort to do this is never quite as easy as it seems. Yeah. But we've taken the time, and we're going to be there now. So go subscribe.
Definitely. Any final things you want to say? Like review the app, all that good stuff that you normally do?
We already took care of it in the beginning. We haven't heard it in so long.
Please tell me to review the
Buy the Fireteam Chat t-shirt at ign.com/store.
I still like the
go
design of the
shirt.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit.
It's really not.
Go to IGN.com/store.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed the slash store.
No, but he was saying.
This is so great.
It's go.IGN.com/store, not just IGN.com/store.
Go.IGN.com/store.
Just to make sure. So,
I've had to promo that a few times.
There you go.
You don't have to do the plugs anymore. But if you are listening on iTunes or any other podcast service, be sure to get in there. Drop us a review. We always appreciate your support. And as Destin mentioned before, download the iOS app. Download the Android app. Get in there. We could use your support there as well. And it is a better experience.
Yeah.
That's all for me.
Guys, thank you for joining the show. Yet again, I might be up for the next one.
Destin's taking a little Guardian vacation.
Yeah, definitely.
Little trip to the old reef.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, so we'll wrap it up now. Guys, thank you. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.